Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Star Fam? You are tuning to listen to Starseed Energy Radio. I started tonight's show with a little Eminem to change things up a little bit. I'm always playing the good electronic house music, but tonight the mood, the last week for me personally, and a few things we're going to talk about tonight is really the energies are amped up. A lot of things are changing, so Eminem personally for me brings that energy. And I know a lot of people that listen to the show, a lot of 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, can relate to him because he talks a lot about a lot of real stuff that a lot of us feel, because everyone's feeling stuff now. These energies have us going up and down, and we're going to get into that later in the show. It's Friday night. Thanks for joining us. It's 11 p.m. Eastern time. You could always tune in every Friday night to hear the colors and see the music. I'm your host, Jonah Bolt. And joining me tonight on the air, we have an awesome guest. He's a 26-year-old enlightened being who just came out with a new ebook that talks about inspirational thoughts that he wants to share with the world. He's joining me later. He goes by Baker, and his website is bakerthebrand.com. And Baker is cooking up some good recipes, so he's joining us a little later in the show. Next week on the show, I am real excited about. We have Brian DeFlores. Brian DeFlores, don't miss it, next Friday. If you do not know who he is, check out some of his sites. I'm going to give you some names. You have briandeflores.com. That's his main site where he has his activator posters. They are awesome. Check them out. Also, briandeflores.discussionandcomments.com, where he has discussions, comments, blogs, all different subjects where you can go on and talk about things, see what other people have to think about other different subjects. As well as you have briandeflorestestimonials.com. You have Brian Flores, lightwavehealing.com. It talks about lightwave healing. Brian Flores, articles.com. And Brian Flores.com, Higher Perspectives and Ascension Writings. So check some of those sites out. And joining me the week after that, I also have another exciting guest come on the show. We have Mike Quincy, a.k.a. also known as Salusa, coming on the show May 6th. I am real excited to have Mike. He is joining me from the UK. So it's going to be an exciting show as well, so do not miss that one. All right, jumping right into the news updates, what is going on? How is the mood? Well, personally, here in North Carolina, Asheville, City of Light, we've had some crazy weather come through. 44 people, I believe, was the number that died here in North Carolina from the tornadoes. It hit a bunch of states. A lot of people died. It's more crazy weather. Things are out of whack as usual. And I saw an interesting article that I read. And this article just blew my mind because, for one, you know, for me, I go by my internal gut and what makes sense. I'm a realist. I want to know what makes sense, what sounds realistic. This article talks about, I'll give you the headliner, U.S. government takes down the HARP website to conceal evidence of U.S. weather modification and earthquake-inducing warfare. Well, we've talked about HARP all the time, and we've talked about HARP with guests on the show. HARP's been around for a long time with weather manipulation. Now, the website's been down for 3 weeks. It was ordered down by the U.S. government. They took it down because on their website, they actually show maps and certain things have interactive maps on the website so people can actually, you know, show things. And the website's publishing basically damaging evidence against them, showing that, you know, U.S. military weather modification and earthquake triggering operations are going on. And specifically, we're talking about the Japan earthquake. 4 days leading up to the 9.0 Japan earthquake, HARP on their map, you could see a high energy of 2.5 hertz frequency was being pumped right to where that fault line is in Japan. And this is on their interactive map that was on the website, which is now taken down, so you can't really check. But I'm sure there's some blogs and other things. If you Google it, you could probably find it. So check that out. 2.5 hertz HARP frequency, basically what that is, just if you don't know what that specific frequency is, it's a frequency signature for earthquakes specifically. Scientists at HARP Institute discovered that 2.5 hertz radio frequency is a signature frequency for an earthquake. So they pumped that frequency for 4 days in a row, March 8th through the 11th, all the way an hour up until the 9.0 pumped. So, you know, it makes sense. Go figure. The website's down. You know, interesting article. Check that out. We'll have it up on Starseed Energy Radio or all the things we talk about. You could always log on to the website and see the articles. Also, I saw some unbelievable footage coming out of Japan. And what they're titling this is Japan Liquefaction. Japan Liquefaction. It's a phenomenon. Japan Liquefaction. If you look at some of these videos or if you Google or YouTube Japan Liquefaction, basically what they're saying, it's like the ground is liquefying now. There's people walking around with videos, home videos, an American one of them talking in English, a couple other ones in Japanese with translated, and you could see water gushing in from all over the city, and you could see 20, 30-story buildings bobbing up and down. The entire plates all around are chopping up. I haven't seen anything talked about or mentioned this except there are a couple of websites that that I follow. As always, check our news section on the website, Starseed Energy Radio. But these videos show it. Some of them are 15 minutes long, walking around the entire cities, and you could see the fear. People are running around, and it's unbelievable. Now, shockingly enough, this week, the Japanese government also announced, you know, everything is now fine at Fukushima nuclear reactor and Japanese radio and TV. They are no longer broadcasting any news on radio or TV about the Fukushima thing. And last thing we'll report that everything is fine and there's nothing to worry about. You have to be kidding me. I mean, for one, obviously, as a smart, you know, American or wherever you are listening to this program, you should know that Japan's a communist country and, you know, the people don't really have a choice. But it's unbelievable. You have four reactors that are now leaking. And all of them have steam. Three of them are in partial meltdown, if not full meltdown. You know, we really don't know. But if you could check these interactive maps, just go to like Weather Channel or different websites, you could check some of these interactive maps. You could see within 2 weeks, this plutonium, the cesium-137 we talked about in the last show, you could see how fast it spreads around the world, covering. It's raining. The highest so far picked up in soil in the country, I am ashamed to say, is here in North Carolina, 250 times normal should be. It was picked up a few days ago here in North Carolina, and we've been having crazy rainstorms. So it's here. There's people, independent scientists, picking this stuff up, and it's radioactive. It's raining in our food. It's raining in the water supply. Minimal amounts, but enough over time, you know, can do some damage. So also something else that I just really blew my mind. I go to, you know, CNN.com yesterday to check the news, and I check those sites to see what they're reporting on, because I know the sites that I follow and what they have, and I know what CNN, Fox, MSNBC, these other ones report. So I checked CNN yesterday, and there's nothing on the page about Libya, the war in Libya, about Iraq, the war in Iraq, about Afghanistan, Pakistan, which is a war, you know, where drones striking them every day, which the government just recently asked us to stop. You know, the government asked us to stop. Or are we stopping? No. You know, there's nothing on there. There's nothing about the Japanese nuclear, you know, reactor. There's nothing about the one-year anniversary, the oil spill. Not even a mention of that. You know what was the top line? Snoop Dogg's new drink, and how much Trump money is going to get for his new show. That's the headliner. How much money is Trump going to get for his new show? I mean, you got to be kidding me. There's 25 stories, 9 featured stories, right? And none of them talk about Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, the nuclear, you know, reactor meltdown that's going on. It's like, people, you know, if you don't see by that the media outlets here are totally filtered to just, you know, make you think everything is fine and dandy. You know, it's unbelievable. And on a personal note, you know, this past week my uncle passed away, and I spoke to some of my family and whatnot. And, you know, one of my family members said, you know, I don't understand, you know, why people are – I've heard a lot of people, you know, committing suicide, and a lot of people dying now, and a lot of things are happening. A lot of people are stressed out. And he goes, I can't believe what could be so wrong, you know. And that's an example of someone who's in total 3D. An example of what's so wrong. I mean, if they're not spraying chemicals in the sky for the last 15 years isn't enough to get you off the couch to protest or do something, I don't know what is. And that alone doesn't even work. So, you know, there's nothing on the front page of CNN.com, which is, you know, the world leader, your headline world leader, right? It's a joke. You got to be kidding. Meanwhile, you know, Biden, our vice president, flew to Libya today to meet with the rebels. So, you know, what happened in NATO, where they handed over, you know, the Air Force and everything to NATO now? But what happened to that? Now our vice president is in Libya talking to the rebels at a rebel stronghold? You got to be kidding me. It's a joke. It's you know, what they play in the media. I mean, what's really going on? What's really going on? It's just, you know, there's so much it will spin your head. But this is stuff to be aware of, because to be aware is to be alive. This article really well, it obviously it shocked me, as well as all the scientists who are studying this. But the headliner was "Giant Whirlpools in Atlantic Ocean Puzzle Scientists." These two gigantic whirlpools have opened up in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Guyana and Suriname. And this has been studied before. It's been, you know, we've been there before, and it's puzzled scientists. And you got to see the pictures of these things. We'll have them up on the website. And according to these scientists, these funnels are approximately 400 kilometers in diameter. And until now, they're not known on Earth. There's no such thing as them. It's a phenomenon. So, you know, these are all part of these things that are happening, that are popping up. You know, phenomenons. There's a lot of them. We've been talking about them every week on the show. So these are things to pay attention to. Also, this is a great article. Are you ready for this, boys and girls? It is official. The government has finally released documents admitting Roswell happened. Did you hear that? I repeat, Roswell happened. They received three bodies, recovered three bodies from the crash in a craft. Now, it's about time, hello, for one. Second, I saw a show about 5-6 years ago on the History Channel that had scientists from Area 51 that talked about the technology that they got from Roswell, which was fiber optics. They also got lasers, you know, and these scientists were talking about it on the History Channel saying, yes, it happened, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, that information has been out there to the public for a while. If this isn't a shocker, you know, to some people, information has been out there. It's not really big news. But anyways, at least it's official. It's a starting point for people, you know. And the whole release, this whole, you know, document release of the situation, if you Google it, you will see the whole document. It's literally the whole document. It's one page. It's one document. Our new healthcare bill is like 6,000 pages, but the new release about Roswell and Area 51 of the bodies, and that's all real, is one page. Thank you, Uncle Sam. Our tax dollars really paid off. Thank you. That's awesome. So really, really cool news. You know, it's good to see stuff like that coming out. So all right, that's all the updates and news for now. We're going to talk to our next guest, Baker, coming on this show. We're going to get into all sorts of cool stuff. And again, all these things we talk about are things to be aware of. You know, this show is really calling out to the star children, the doers of the world. You know, if you're listening, then you're one of us, that's for sure. So we're going to play some more Eminem throughout the show. So take a little break, and after this next song, we'll talk to Mr. Baker. Enjoy this next track. Welcome back. You're tuning and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Sing It, Eminem. That was a sample from his track, Sing for a Moment. And awesome, man. He is singing it because I know I've been feeling like that lately, you know, and a lot of people have. So good stuff. And joining us back live on the air, we have Baker, a.k.a. Real name Kevin Cinto. He goes by Baker, though, so we'll call him Baker. Always cooking up a good recipe for success. And Baker, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
Awesome. Great. Thanks for joining us. And as I was saying, you're a 26-year-old blogger, and basically what you do is you share your inspirational thoughts with the world. So the first thing let's talk about is Baker and your recipe. What is that? How'd you come up with that concept, Baker for Recipe for Success?
Yeah, well, basically, when I was younger, I always felt as an indigo child to always feel like I had to hide my talents and my creativity. And I came up with the name Baker because it's an acronym for Be Awesome Kevin, which is my real birth name. Everyone's ready. So that's how the name Baker came about. And I did a lot of inner work on myself throughout my whole journey through life. And I found out that there's a lot of things that, especially what was coming up in the world, we could actually tune into and turn that tuning into to a lot of the success that a lot of people believe is possible through using tools like the law of attraction and things of that nature.
Awesome, awesome. And going into that, speaking on being an indigo child and being born with these extra senses that most people have, but a lot of people in general, indigos get ignored as a child. They get, you know, by their families. And, you know, these new energies that you're talking about tapping into with this conscious shift that's happening, look at Oprah's new thing. She's talking about New Earth. That's her new theme. Jim Carrey, Joe Rogan, I've talked about these guys before. You know, that's what they're talking about. You know, being so young, how was it for you growing up, like, in, say, high school and growing up with these extra senses?
You know what? I was actually a lot more quiet than I am today. Only because I did feel a lot of different energies around me when I was young. And a lot of times I could channel like different spirits and entities. And a lot of times people, especially from the older generation, looked down on that. But as I got older and I started to really follow my passion and tap into that inner core energy that's always been available for me, I felt the need to share it with the world. So I started the blog. And I created that book, Baker's Recipe for Success, to kind of journey, show people the journey I went on and the way I tapped into my higher self, especially during these times where I believe that energy, that new positive, exciting energy is available for everybody who's willing to tap into it.
That's right, and that's what we talk about all the time in the show, is tapping into energy, because that new earth energy, it's official, it is here. And if you can get to that state of consciousness and tap into that energy through meditation or whatever have you to get there, it's here. Now this ebook that you have, that you put out, it's like a step-by-step manual on how to be awesome. Is that pretty much, you know, what it talks about?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, it's really about being awesome, and it starts from within. And once we begin to really feel that inspired calling within, that's when we could really tap into our awesomeness. And that's when a lot of people could start to live their dreams from the inside out. And using tools like the law of attraction, where what I focus on becomes real because I'm choosing this path, we could all actually come together collectively creating a world that a lot of people, I guess, would call unrealistic if they're not tuned in to their own higher self in this time.
Sure, and what one of the things I would say is, you know, with this, you know, manifestation with the law of attraction, that's it. That's the big secret,
right?
You know, is we're all gods and goddesses. We're all divine beings. The law of attraction is real. We attract anything we want in our life. So we're all constantly creating these worlds within a master, if you will, 3D, you know, matrix world. But we actually are co-creating all of us all the time. So, I mean, that's a god, correct? Always co-creating thousand million different things, everything in your life you've created. So it's really all around you if you really just stop and look at the divineness within yourself, you know. So if you focus that energy all collectively on a harmonious community or society, then the entire community will resonate at that frequency. And that's what we're trying to get people to do, is to raise their frequency, raise their consciousness to tap into that energy. And that's pretty much what you're doing. In your words, what is this conscious shift that's happening in 2012 and beyond?
It's an internal conscious shift within each individual soul. And once the soul starts to journey within, they begin to become aware of this shift for themselves. And when they become aware of this amazing shift within themselves, they could talk to each other about it, they could connect with other like minds, and pretty soon everybody is starting to collectively come together during this amazing time to just create from a space of love and unity. I think love is one of the strongest energies to create from. So when I speak here on this show, I speak from a place of love and from my heart. And I think a lot of people really resonate with that because it's a place of honesty. And in my ebook, that was just channeled from great spirits. I didn't physically, Baker didn't write that book. The higher spirits wrote that book for me. It just flowed out of me. And that's why I think it's such an instrumental book, especially during this time, because I had no ego coming into it. And when people read it, and the people that have read it, felt so inspired and uplifted that it carried them on their own path and journey in a very joyful and whatever way they decided to manifest whatever it is they wanted for their soul's progression.
Exactly, but you were that first spark that dropped that seed, and that's exactly what I do, just in a different way. That's what we do. We're way showers, and we're just trying to show, enlighten other people, because that's what gets me, you know, so crazy and angry sometimes. It's like, listen, a lot of this is new to me. I'm not some, you know, newly enlightened pure being that's been doing meditation last 30 years, or dude, I've been on a crazy journey. Read my bio. Like, I'm talking like within the last year. You know, and I'm at least consciously aware to like enough to know that, like, for one, the society we live in is totally like a charade. I mean, the main subjects and topics and really things of what's going on. I mean, it's great to see Oprah talking about Christ consciousness and stuff like that, and big way showers, you know, but you know, we need more people like yourself, the younger ones, because you talking to younger 20-year-olds and the teens and the indigos, we get it. They get it. You just have to tell it to them. And some of them will remember some of the worlds and places their souls originated from, their star lineage. I mean, it's amazing. I've talked to younger ones that remember that stuff. So, you know, and that's real, you know, and everything. Now, talking about some of these energies that you have channeled, what are some of the fun creative energies that you've channeled?
Well, one time I was in need. Naturally, I'm very childlike and playful, and that's easy for me to connect, but sometimes when I get bogged down with a lot of the stresses of the physical world, I requested to channel Walt Disney one time, and
awesome.
He came through. Yeah, he came through, and I just started. What I did was, I mean, it was really simple. I just thought of a public figure that was well-known and famous in what they did, and it was highly creative. I said, you know what, I'll just channel Walt Disney right now. Let's see what happens. I got a paper and pen. It's really simple. And I just started asking Walt Disney questions. And it just started coming out of me. And one of the places he was at when I channeled him, I could see it clearly, was he was like in the ocean of one of his cartoons, and he was with like a lot of the characters he drew. So it's
awesome.
Funny, when they actually leave this physical plane, they actually enter a space where they feel where they resonate most with. So like, he was a creative genius, obviously, with the cartoons and Disney, and he's actually still there. So like, it's crazy how you could tune into that if you wanted to. And another person I channeled was, I don't know if you know Tupac Shakur, I channeled him one time because I needed a little bit more courage in a lot of my writing, especially early on. And I think
so then it's official that Tupac has died then, obviously, if you're channeling him. It's a correct?
Yeah, it's pretty much official, yeah.
Okay. So the myth is over, Tupac is not still alive. Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt. Continue.
Yeah, so basically I channeled his energy just to get my stuff out, especially when I was starting my blog, because because I've always been a very talented writer ever since I was young, but I guess like society tries to press you in a different direction outside of your talents a lot of the times. So I had to channel, I had to go deeper and channel energies that were at one time really focused in, let's say, because he was like a lyricist, a poet. So I channeled that energy, and it gave me a lot more courage and confidence to move on with where my blog is today, which is very successful. So thanks, Tupac.
That's awesome. That's real cool. When you say it's like, you know, easy to tap into it, it's with the energies that are so strong right now. If you could just unplug and get into nature, walk with your, you know, your shoes off and have your feet touch the grass and get into that and unplug and be with yourself, you could tap into that. I mean, I've experienced it myself, and that's how I know, you know, what resonates and what's truth on most things. Anyways, I'm still new to a lot of this, but you channel now with these things. What is it like around like your family? Have you been open with them about what you do and what's going on? Are they supportive, or how has it been around them?
I have a brother who's very gifted and psychic. So, and he's 2 years older than me. So he may be an indigo as well. And he's very creative. So I've talked to him about it. I have a sister who's also very creative and intuitive, and I've talked to her about it. Not so much like my parents and stuff, because the older generation seem to have a harder time only because they're used to certain ways of doing things. And
that's right.
It may take them a little bit longer to accept it, but I still accept the fact that it does take a little bit longer because everybody's journey is different and everybody's experienced different things in their life. And
that's right.
And so it's just about being understanding. It's funny because a lot of the younger people are a lot more wiser than the older people. And it's kind of like a paradigm shift for both. Because, I mean, when we were younger, we were told this and that. But then if it doesn't resonate with who we truly are and our inner insight and knowing, it's kind of like we have to fight that. And
absolutely. And it seems like personally for me, like I've always been a way show with certain things, and I've always been looked at a certain way because of how young I was. And and I even have that on our website. Like, listen, you know, my soul has been here for a long time. I am not just Jonah in a 32-year-old body. You know, my soul's been here for a while. Okay. Yeah. So like when you tap into that, you know, damn right you get wise, because you tap into to divinity. You tap into to ultimate knowledge. I mean, you could tap into all sorts of things just through crystals. You know, meditate with the Lumerian seed crystal on your forehead, and you could tap into the knowledge and information in Lumeria. I mean, there's so many different ways to tap into these energies. It's amazing.
I think...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and I believe that one of the things is just to be open to receiving it. A lot of times people block it out just because they haven't heard about channeling different energies or crystals or things like that. But the main thing is just to be open-minded. I think being open-minded allows us to learn and grow spiritually. And it's great for humanity just to really be open-minded and learn from each other and sometimes not know everything, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And the problem is I talked about this last week, I think, or the week before, is, you know, they're taking creativity out of the schools. They're taking out music. They're taking out they you know, with fluoride and all that stuff, like they want to dumb us out. And it's just, you know, it's horrible what's going on. And that's part of the change as well, is because, you know, societies can't continue like this. This is ridiculous the way things are right now. It's totally absurd. It's like a, you know, so, and that's why that's part of the change that's happening. Let me ask you on a more like community level, what do you do like out in the community or like with schools or churches or whatever? Do you get involved in the community or do anything like that with like groups or any side activities you do besides just the blog online?
You know what? I'm more like into the social media space, and I have like special connections in that. I guess I'm not as like physically active and being out in the community and promoting in that matter yet. But I do.
So you focus most of your energy on your blog and on that, because I know that takes a lot of time. BakerTheBrand.com, it's a lot of time to do that. And you have a lot of good sponsors, so I'm sure that takes a lot of energy as well.
It definitely does. And it's kind of like just a choice, a personal choice I've made to to kind of put my energies in that space for the time being until maybe I have like a platform in like a physical community where it's readily accepted and people vibe.
That's right. That's right. And one of those places, and one of those places where we were talking about and that you're going to make it out to is at Zen 1111 here in Asheville. And right. You'll be doing a half hour, hour seminar speech about how being awesome. And you also have a YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, it's Bakery of Ideas, all one word, YouTube channel, yeah.
And awesome. And you have some of the videos. And what are the videos on there?
Just how to tap into your awesomeness, how to be amazing and not really care what people say about you, and just be creative and following your higher self and using the law of attraction, especially during this time, to really live the life of your dreams, your inner soul's dreams, so that you could inspire others to do the same thing.
Yeah, and you know, we all those things you said are all awesome things, and they're, you know, a lot of this stuff is not easy stuff to get. There are a lot of hard concepts, but the law of attraction, just take that one. You could start one thing at a time. The law of attraction is simple. You put your energy and you manifest into whatever you want, and you focus purely on that, and you put your feelings into it. That's the key to manifesting. You can't just think about it. You have to feel that you already are doing it, or you're there, and it's freaking real, and boom, that's how you have to do it. I can instantly manifest things within an hour or two sometimes, and it's real. Yeah. I've done it. It's unbelievable. I'm sure you have too.
Yeah, and the really amazing thing too is the fact that as we move along in this this shift, it's going to be even easier to manifest. So we got to be very conscious about what it is we want to bring into the world. So
yes.
You know, like I think a lot of people got caught up in the law of attraction as it being like, I want to manifest, you know, the big house and a lot of money. That's fine and great, and that works. But I think at a deeper level, at a conscious level, if we are very clear and honest with who we are and where we're moving as humanity, I think a lot of things, even though that's all fine and great, and I enjoy material goods because I still live on this physical plane, even if that's fine and good, I think there's a greater cause that a lot of people are waking up to. And I think if we start manifesting together, this place would be really, really exciting.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're headed that way, whether people want to acknowledge it or not. It's just what we try to do is just shed some light and love and awareness because, you know, it's so strong the energy that it's so important, like just like you said, we have to be careful what you think of what you manifest. So if you're in these parts of the world where things starting getting out of hand, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to join the chaos, or are you going to be smart about it and head for the mountains and lay low for a while, you know, and go to your vacation home, you know, like people have. Like it's like the people in Japan that are walking around movie cameras, you know, where the entire city is breaking up like plates, and people are like, I don't know what's going on, you know, like, for one, like, why would you be there? It's like the signs are there, the shift is happening, it's real, you know. These are the times to make preparations to spread this awareness, because these are the times you could talk to people about this stuff, because like I mentioned before, like, they just admitted Roswell, you know, they have the ETs, it's real, it's, you know, they're star family, they're our friends. Are there dark ones? Yes, but, you know, we are beings of light and love, all of us, you know, all of us here on the planet.
Yeah, definitely. And another thing I want to mention is something really cool is, just to keep in mind, is we need to start being that which we wish to create. So in other words, if I want to create more peace in my life, I have to be peaceful. If I want to create, let's say, more abundance in my life, I have to be abundant. If I want to create more love in my life, I have to be that love. And I think that's so important, just to go back to who we are. And those are natural states that we truly are, because we are very powerful beings and very powerful creators. So focus first on what we wish for the world and become that. And in that, we could be examples, living examples for other people, like you say, way showers for people to follow and really be inspired by.
Absolutely. That's absolutely what you do and what we do. And it's so important because, You know, living from the heart is who we are, and that's why it's the world in general, yeah, people have been so institutionalized. The banks, the schools, the educational system, we've been taught to just, you go to school, you graduate, you get a college, and you work at a job for the rest of your life, and you get a career, and that's it. What? That's hell no. That's crazy. I want to live life. I want to go to the school of life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's where I learn, you know, and we're graduating very soon, top of the class. Yeah. That's what's up. So, you know, it's good to see people, you know, your age and other people, you know, around my age, you know, doing way showers like that, because these are the times, you know, the shift is here and these energies are here and it's real. And, you know, anything else you got to say? We got to wrap it up, Baker. Anything else before we go?
Well, I just think it's really beautiful that the old systems are starting to collapse so that everybody could just go back within. And once they go back within, they could start to see the light and start operating from a space that truly resonates with their core and brings peace, light, and happiness to the world.
That's it. That's it. Amen, because that's what it's all about, and that's what we do. So, Baker, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure I will talk to you soon. And, like, again, you'll be joining us at Zen 1111, so you can meet Baker in person. I'm sure we'll have you on again before then, too, to see how your book's going and check in with you every now and then. And after this next song, we'll come back, we'll do a little wrap-up, and that's it. So, Baker, again, thank you, and here you go with our next track.
Check it out.
Some days I sit staring out the window, watching this world pass me by. Sometimes I think there's nothing to live for. I almost break down and cry. Sometimes I think I'm crazy.
Crazy, oh so crazy. Why am I here? Am I just wasting my time?
But then I see my baby.
Suddenly I'm not crazy. It all makes sense when I look into her eyes. Oh no.
Sometimes it feels like the world's on my shoulders. Everyone's leaning on me.
Awesome. Welcome back. That was another track from Eminem. That's Haley's song. And so many things he touches on when he sings it, man. It really resonates with me, and I'm sure with a lot of you out there, you know, because music is really powerful. And he talks a lot of good stuff, despite how he presents it. you know, it's spread a message of, you know, enlightenment, like his first track, you know, his song White America. It's pretty close. It should be corporate America. I mean, that's basically what runs it. But, you know, he speaks truth in this stuff. It's good stuff, and that's why you're hearing it. So that was an awesome interview joining us with Baker from, again, his website is BakerTheBrand.com. B-A-K-E-R, thebrand.com. So check it out. Awesome individual and really enlightened indigo. Glad to have him on the show. And just want to do some shout-outs again next week. Brian D. Flores is going to be in the show. So really exciting about that. I named out some of his sites. His main site is briandflores.com. That's B-R-Y-A-N-D-E-F-L-O-R-E-S. .com. Also, his information will be on StarseedEnergyRadio.com website, so you can always go on there as well. And the week after that, on May 6th, also don't miss, we have Mike Quincy from the UK joining us on Seleuza. Seleuza is his channel name, and he'll be joining us. And I'm sure you know who Mike Quincy is. He's been someone I've always told people to get to know on my website. He is a Star Nation ambassador. So this is going to be an awesome, awesome interview, and as well with Brian. So check that out. And again, to drop the line of what's going on with the Zen 1111, you can check out the website.com, zen1111.com. It's an awesome festival that I'm doing, and as well as others here in Asheville. And you know, I'm doing it because it's a way to get as many people as I can to one event or one place to absorb these energies on 1111. And there's going to be a lot of people from all over the world joining me, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing festival. And everyone who's involved is putting their heart and energy into it, and that's what's up. Because if your heart and energy ain't into it, then we don't want you. Because we're beings of light and love, and that's the frequency we want. So if you are an artist or you know, anything like that, performer, healer, and you want to get involved, check out the website. There's a contact form, and you could fill that out and you know, give the information, and I will get back to you. So also, again, just want to give a shout-out to my Uncle Stan, Uncle Stan the Man. And from time to time, we mention people here on the show, especially when it comes to my personal family. And, you know, he passed away last week. He was my favorite uncle. I was his favorite nephew, so definitely want to give him a shout-out. And one of the coolest things, you know, I want to thank Barbara Marie from languageoflight.net. I always talk about Barbara. And this is why I always talk about Barbara, is because she, before he passed a few weeks ago, I called her because I wanted him to experience the other side and her act as a vessel, and she agreed to do it, and I put the two of them in touch, and I stayed on the phone for the first few minutes, you know, she connected, and he experienced that, and that to me was amazing. It enlightened my week. I mean, to have him touch the other side, and she told him who his angel was, who was crossing him over, which was Archangel Michael. So since I said that, let me give a shout out to Archangel Michael, because I know you are definitely listening. And she also told him his other three angels that were with him, his four pillars of light. And you know, that's what's up. That, you know, my family didn't understand that, because I spoke to some of them about it, you know, because I wrote down their names and offered it to them to see if they want to pray, you know, with their names. And you know, it's hard for them to understand that stuff, but it's real, you know. It's you can't deny a feeling. So also check out Cosmic Consciousness Online, Simeone. He has the awesomest webinars, and I've done a couple of them. Brian does too. Brian has really, really great seminars. He works really close with the Ashtar Command. He also is working with Nikola Tesla, Buckminster Fuller, and Walt Disney Energies now. For last time I spoke to him. And so that's a very, very, very cool person to do some webinars with, and Simeone as well. So check out those guys' websites, Cosmic Consciousness Online and CosmicNexus.com. Check those things out. So that's pretty much it, Star Fam. Anyone who's listening, you better get your butts in gear, because, you know, the shift is happening. This is real, and I've been feeling real, real moody lately, because there's so many things wrong, And it's so obvious to if you know anyone who has common sense, that everyone out there knows at least one person that they know that has common sense. That's the person you talk to about this stuff, because when the time comes, which is the time is now, you know, you're going to need other people in your area or whatever it is, you know, to get other places and learn this stuff. This is who we are. This is why we are here. We're here for a mission. My soul didn't reincarnate, you know, 1,000 years on this planet for nothing to be guided to do all this. Nothing is by chance. Everything is sequential. So, again, you're tuning and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions, comments, anytime, you can always follow me on Twitter, where I always have the updates, or contact me through the website, Starseed Energy Radio. And that's it. Tune in next week, Friday, and enjoy this next and last final track.
My leg, give out, can't shut my mouth, till the smoke lives out, and my heart.